Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest-running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network command team.
Hello, everyone. My name is Amy Fisher, and I am the Engagement Ambassador for Army Wife Network. As the newer member of the team, I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I am a certified life coach, and I am a stay-at-home mom of three kids, two that are currently in the home that we are homeschooling through junior high and high school. I have been a military spouse for 16 years now, married for 25. We have been through 11 PCS moves, or changes of station. That does not include all the little temporary living situations in between, so it's been a lot. And we have just left Monterey, California, and come all the way back over to Virginia. So that was a long road trip with spouse, kids, and a dog, but we can talk about that later. So that's definitely not what I want to speak to you about today. I want to speak to you about how to dial down the anxiety when life ramps it up. All right, so there's a certain chaos that's inherent in any transition, and it's complex because we're dealing with lots of variables that are outside of our control. And that's where I'd like to start today. If there's some control freakiness in your life, this may make you twitch a little, but in order to dial down the anxiety, we need to start by differentiating what's in our control from what is not in our control. Our anxiety is often rooted in our insistence to try and trying to control people or our circumstances. The Stoics, particularly Epictetus, talked about one's circle of control. My circle of control includes me, my perception, my thoughts, my attitude, my beliefs, the words that come out of my mouth, and my actions. And that's pretty much it, me. Everything else outside my control, like my tween daughter, my teenage son, and my 20-year-old that's on the West Coast, I don't control their perceptions, their attitudes, their beliefs, the words that come out of their mouths, or their actions. Do I influence them? I'd like to think so, but I don't control them. Now let's talk about circumstances. If I park my truck at Giant Supermarket and come outside to find that someone has rear-ended me, do I control that? I don't. And since I don't control that and can't change my circumstance, what difference does it make if I go crazy in the parking lot? It doesn't. So why do it? Okay, I realize that this kind of talk makes us feel powerless, but we do have control over ourselves and our response. I get to choose my response, and understanding this helps us to self-regulate and dial down the anxiety and the stress. So that's it. Take a deep breath. Ask yourself, what control do I have over any of this? And then say, I get to formulate my response and choose how you're going to respond. Second, when it comes to relationships, consider the 7-year rule. Early in marriage, my husband and I had a hard time. We were both young. He was 22, I was 21. We were both hard-headed. Any firstborns out there that might be able to identify with this? That birth order thing is a real phenomenon. Again, another conversation. But still, there was a season for a while when we really weren't sure if we were going to make it or not. Anyway, we decided that we would judge what was worth fighting about by a 7-year rule, which states simply, if whatever it is that we're fighting about now isn't going to bother us 7 years from now, well, then we're going to choose to cut it loose. I mean, there are some things that will impact and might affect your marriage 7 years from now. The loss of a child, infidelity, big things like that. But for the run-of-the-mill issues, forgetting an electric bill, having the power cut off, maybe almost running over your spouse while trying to park his car, those little things, do they really matter? And will they matter 7 years from now? So are you choosing your battles? Choosing your battles is another way to dial down that anxiety when life ramps it up. Third, though it's counterintuitive To dial down the anxiety, you've got to focus on your own functioning and stop functioning on everything else taking place around you, especially those things that are outside your circle of control. For me, I almost say that I'm over-functioning, or my husband will remind me, you're over-functioning. And that is like me as a hot mess. You know, we just try to move. You try to get your kids set up first. You're trying to set up furniture. You're either upsizing or downsizing. You're wondering why you brought those curtains for the 10th time when they never fit any of your windows. You're trying to make sure your husband knows where his uniforms are. Like, I'm getting things done, but I'm also becoming more frantic. And that makes me cranky and that makes me a little snippy. It's not a good look. So for me, that looks like I have to stop and slow down. I have to remind myself of what's really important in life. I make a list. Does anybody do that? I make a list and cross off the things that I've already done, because to me, the mundane and boring things like putting away the dishes, hanging a shower curtain, they're not exciting. So I don't really count them, which also means I don't give myself credit for doing them. So when I make a list of all the things, including the boring ones, I bought a new vacuum cleaner. Not exciting, but it's checked off my list. So then I can stop and give myself credit, like I have gotten a lot done, even though I may not feel like I'm getting everything done that I want to. And it's a good reminder for me just to slow down, take a breath, remember that the house wasn't built in a day. It's not going to happen like that. I have some powerhouse spouses, friends, that they can be unloaded in 3 days. It's pretty impressive. I am not that person. So self-care, I'm going to say that. We throw that around a lot. But really, like doing some yoga, taking a walk, getting outside for me, having some coffee on the porch, those are all really good things for me just to kind of take a breather and remind myself of that. Now, what difference does any of this make? Well, if you have a family, it makes all the difference in the world because it impacts your system. Anxiety is like a toxic gas in the air. As the spouse and the parent, your words and actions function like the thermostat in your home. So you can dial it up or dial it down. That's the power of your presence. So never underestimate your place in the system. You know, when mom's not happy, nobody's happy. That kind of rings true here. So when I get snippy and it starts ringing down to the kids, again, I'm controlling that dial. That's your place in the system. There's so much that we could be anxious about, but we don't have to be anxious. That's a choice. So how can you help that? How can you anticipate anxiety? Any transition, any change is potentially an anxiety-inducing moment. Trying to control the things outside of your circle of control will dial up the anxiety. Right now, are you anxious? What are you trying to control that you have no control over? As a life coach, I tell my clients, look one step at a time. Make a list. Track what works and what doesn't work. Pay attention to what triggers that anxiety as you make this list. When you start to get that together, then set a goal, make a plan. I also tell them to find those anxiety triggers and prep for them. You know your in-laws are coming in next week. You know your mother-in-law's, of course, not judging your cleaning habits at all. Why take that on yourself when you don't have to? Get a house cleaner, put the kids to work, get everybody to clean. That way, when she shows up, you can relax. If you know that something else is coming up, do as much prep as you can on the front end. Take some time for yourself. Go get coffee with a friend. Take a few minutes to remind yourself, yeah, this is going to be a rough week, but we're going to get through it. If you find those triggers and then you're realizing what works and what doesn't, you get to make a better plan of action for yourself and it becomes more of a habit. And then you're not flying by the highs and the lows of those anxiety moments. Does that make sense? So I also encourage you to explore mindfulness, prayer, journaling, anything that helps you to relax and connect to the you that's on the inside that you don't always allow others to see. Look, being a middle spouse is hard on everyone, but I think that we spouses tend to feel it harder than anybody else in the home. I have no doubt that deployments are tough. We've been through a couple of long ones, and I know that my husband, though, has the ability to focus his energies on something he's passionate about, minus the responsibilities and the distractions of the life he left behind. That's not a bad thing. I don't mind that. He focuses, people stay safe, they do their jobs over there. Meanwhile, though, we are dealing with everything that's back here. So the truth is, I mean, that things are tough all over. But I do think it's tougher on us when we are back here. This last deployment for us was a long one, and it was a doozy. Murphy's Law on steroids. I had things happen that I did not plan on, of course, and you already know that nothing is going to go according to plan. But in particular, I had a 16-year-old daughter who was just learning how to drive. He was going to teach her before he left. They had one lovely argument in the driveway, and that didn't go very far. So he also was going to let her date an older boy as he left, which means me. So now I'm teaching a teenager how to drive. I'm navigating a new teenager dating an older boy and the joys. I had a teenage son that was in jiu-jitsu and had a horrible accident, an injury occur and an arm break in the middle of a rainstorm riding through an ER through Nashville while friends were coming to pick up my girls because the storm was getting so bad they were worried. So my girls are packing, putting the dog off on someone, driving through this storm back to Nashville. Meanwhile, a mudslide knocks out part of the road while I'm lost in a gigantic hospital in Nashville for about 4 or 5 hours during this horrible surgery that nobody could come and be with me for. It's just the way that it all fell into place. Rough waters. We came home after a session or a follow-up visit to the AC was broken in 100-degree heat in Tennessee. Meanwhile, the teenager's now daughter is having an appendix problem. So that's an ER visit. It turns out that she has a kidney stone that's been sucked into her appendix and now needs surgery. I could go on and on, but just about everything that could go wrong this time did, and it was rough. But I made it. We made it. And I say that to just say, no matter what you are experiencing right now, you too can keep moving forward. I had to accept help. I had to learn how to let others in and realize that we had to keep adjusting on the run always, but I got to learn from it, and you will too. You get to push yourself. You get to experience the hard growth points, but then you get to come out of it on the other side and go, man, I did that. Like when I look at some of my past experiences, it's almost like people look at me like I'm crazy. And I'm like, oh yeah, we did that. And it doesn't seem as bad on the other end, of course, right? So let your fellow middle spouses, let your extra family and your tribe be there for you, because it will really get you through some tough times. But again, you'll be proud of yourself for the growth. Lastly, remember that every day is a gift. We are likely to never experience a completely stress-free day, but that's okay. If we're going to learn to make our stress work for us, that's right. Doing these things, we can learn to make our anxiety work for us. At the end of this talk, I'm going to include a link to a 15-minute TED Talk by Kelly McGonigal entitled How to Make Stress Your Friend. It's worth listening to. And I hope our time today has both encouraged you and challenges you to stay on that middle spouse journey. Thank you so much for tuning in today. It has been a privilege to share all of this with you. And as we wrap up, be sure to catch our full-length podcasts, our website at armywifenetwork.com. We have Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and we would love for you to recommend your network or our network to your network and reach out to us. We'd love to hear some reviews or some comments and tell us how we're doing or what you'd like to see more of. Again, we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest. You can also subscribe to a semi-monthly newsletter, the Sit Rep, with lots of freebies for you. We would love to see you. In the meantime, engage, educate, encourage. Army Wife Network is your source for military life empowerment. And this is your Army Wife Command Team signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services. Inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DoD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our engaging resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.